That's the Mile High Hoops Podcast with me, Zach Bye, powered by my friends at Superbook Sports.
Stand up, Nuggets Nation. Denver Sports presents the Mile High Hoops Podcast with Zach Bye. Denver Sports is your home for the most Nuggets content. Now here's your host, Zach Bye.
What is up and welcome to another edition of the Mile High Hoops Podcast. As always, I am your host, Zach Bye. And as always, I appreciate you spending a sliver of your busy day with me here on the podcast. Reacting to Game 1 of the NBA Finals, a 104-93 W for the Denver Nuggets. The Nuggets are three games away from immortality. Three games away from Nikola Jokic being solidified as one of the all-time legends in NBA history. Three wins away from a parade in Denver. Three wins away from Michael Malone being held in the highest regard that the NBA has to offer. Three wins away from Jamal Murray being cemented as a superstar in the NBA. Three wins away from Michael Porter Jr. being acknowledged as a central figure on a title team. Three wins away from Aaron Gordon getting his flowers on the national level and what kind of role he's accepted here in Denver. Three wins away. Guys, I'm going to warn you right now. I'm on the verge of losing my voice. I'm on the verge of falling over because I'm completely exhausted and spent. I'm recording this at 10:30 on Friday morning, June 2nd. I didn't go to bed until about 1:30 in the morning. I was up at 5:50 in the morning to do a hit on CNN. CNN! What? You can't make it up. You can't make it up. I then did a hit in my hometown of Albany, New York. I then went on ESPN Radio on the national level on Fitz and Harry. Again, those guys have been so great to me. If you missed the previous conversation, actually two previous conversations on Fitz and Harry, we actually attached them to the second half of these Mile High Hoops podcasts. What a story. I'm going to talk about the game here in a couple minutes, but I first just want to tell a story or two. Holy moly. Let me gather my thoughts here. Okay, so this is what happened. I'm a credentialed media member for the NBA Finals. Very exciting, okay? That means I don't have to pay for a ticket, but I'm also going to sit in the very top of the arena. I'm just so blessed to be in this position, right? I go pick up my credential before the game. I am walking around the arena. I'm shooting content just for my social media pages, and you could follow me on Instagram at ZBye23. Very easy. I'm Zach Bye, ZBye23. And you could, I documented my night, and it's freaking hilarious. You got to check it out. But I'm in the Adam Silver press conference. Okay, so the commissioner's talking. He's fielding questions about the play-in and Ja Morant or whatever. My phone rings, and the name on the phone is a guy who I've already seen earlier in the night, and he's asked me not to use his name. Most of us wouldn't know his name. Most of you wouldn't know his name anyway. He's not in like media or anything like that. He's a business person in Denver. He's done very well for himself. He's a part of a stratosphere that I'll never be a part of, and I'll never truly wrap my head around. But he's a fan of Stokely and Zach, and he's a friend of Stokes, and he's turned into a friend of mine, and he's a fan of mine in terms of he believes in me and thinks I do a good job and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I see this guy on my phone and I'm like, why is he calling me? So I'm like, let me actually step out of the press conference and take this call. So I'm like whispering. I'm like, hello. I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? He's like, where are you sitting tonight? I'm like, I'm sitting up top, you know, in my media credentials. Like, hey, do you want to sit down low with me? Like, you'd be right behind the row that I'm at. And I know what row he's at. His row is the row when your feet is on the freaking hardwood, okay? Underneath the basket, the first half of Miami's basket, okay? And I'm like, oh, my God, yes, of course. So I get gifted this ticket. The ticket hit my account at 6:13. The game starts at 6:30. So I'm like, holy crap. So I get out of the Silver press conference. I go grab some food. I go to my seat, and I just can't believe it. I'm like, this is insane. I have never had better or closer seats to in an NBA game than game one of the NBA Finals. Think about that statement. And then in walks freaking Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning comes and sits directly in front of me. I mean directly in front of me. And who's sitting next to him is NBA legendary superfan James Goldstein. And who's sitting four seats down is, three seats down at that point was Shaq. And then who's sitting right next to him was Sean Payton, the Denver Broncos head coach. It was hysterical. It was a who's who. And I got a chance to talk to Sean Payton, who, you know, remember Stokely. You know, Sean told me that he was the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants when in the year 2000, the Ravens beat the Giants in the Super Bowl and Stokely caught a touchdown on Jason Sehorn. And we were just talking and he was great. He was friendly to me and shared some stuff that I'm not able to share here. Talking with Peyton Manning was great. And I don't know if either Peyton Manning's a super fan or he was on Nuggets -9, because that guy was cheering like crazy for every single freaking bucket. He was there with his son Marshall and just so fun, man. It was one of the great nights of my adult life. Pardon me while I take a drink here. I can feel my voice. I can feel my voice leaving me. And I haven't even done my radio show yet, which is going to be a 3-hour ordeal. Holy moly. Then they put Peyton on the Jumbotron. And because I'm sitting right behind him, there I am on the Jumbotron. So I got listeners tweeting at me, texting me. And the Nuggets actually put out a picture, and you can see this on my Twitter account at Viceline or on Instagram. They put out the picture like just, you know, neighbors helping neighbors, right? The Denver Nuggets, Denver Broncos. And there I am in their freaking picture. It's just, you can't make it up. You can't make it up. Anyway, I'm freaking walking on air here. I'm on freaking CNN this morning. How? I don't know. It's just, it had happened. And I just, it's just crazy. I'm reeling. My thoughts are super scatterbrained here on a Friday morning. Okay, let's talk about the game a little bit. Denver, most importantly, gets the W. I did not think that they played an A-plus game. Didn't think they played their A game. Didn't think they played their A-minus game. It seemed like that they were sort of experimenting on Miami in game one. Jokic took three shots in the first half. Three, guys. That's it. Jokic oftentimes, you know, I've made the analogy, he's like water. He's going to go through the path of least resistance. And that was getting everyone involved. It was either 10 or 11, I think it was 11 assists at halftime. He ends up getting a triple-double. 27 points, 14 assists, 10 rebounds. I think a second triple-double ever in a finals debut, second time ever there was a triple-double with two double-doubles. I believe that was the case. We saw Jamal Murray go for 26 points and 10 assists, and we saw Michael Porter Jr. go for 14 points and 13 rebounds. I didn't even like Michael Porter Jr. struggled from three. He was 2 for 11, and I still thought he played well. This is where we're at with MPJ, that the strongest suit of his game can come up empty and he can still play well. I thought defensively he was really good as an on-ball defender. I thought he was really good attacking the glass. I thought he was A-plus fantastic. He was a team-high plus 20. Michael Porter Jr. is turning into a dude, like a bona fide NBA dude. And you know he's not going to continue to shoot it like that. So let's just imagine. So you score 14 points anyway, right? Let's say he's 5 for 11. I'm not even going to go crazy and say, oh, like, you know, 9 for 11 or 8 for 11 or 7 for 11. Let's just say he's 5 for 11. Like, Michael Porter Jr. has 20 and 13 in the NBA Finals. Like, that's what that looks like. Maybe more if he's knocking down a couple of those threes. So, like, MPJ, I mean, it's hard to be more bullish on MPJ than I am right now. He has answered every question, and now he's doing it at the highest level, and I just absolutely love to see it. How about that first quarter from Aaron Gordon? Aaron Gordon was an absolute freaking bulldozer in that first quarter. And that had to have been by design, because it seemed like during that first opening 12 minutes, they went to Aaron Gordon on two of every three possessions. I don't know if that was actually the case, but it felt like that. I mean, he was just attack, going right at Martin and whoever else was in his way. You love to see it. You know, when we talked about X factors on the show yesterday, heading into game one, we bumped in with Aaron Gordon highlights and highlighted him as a real X factor in this series because of his size and athleticism and the just small nature of the Miami Heat. Aaron Gordon was going to have a real impact if he played with authority, and he did that in a wholesale way, especially during that first quarter. The ultimate tone setter in the NBA Finals was that first quarter by Aaron Gordon. Jokic, I mean, how that guy ended up with 27. I mean, him in the fourth quarter. And by the way, like, I'm not going to overreact to the fourth quarter. Denver won all three first quarters. They've won the first quarter 29-20. They won the second quarter by 8, 30-22. They won the third quarter 25-21. And human nature took over. And I thought their transition defense took a step back. You know, they hit a couple threes. Jimmy Butler was finishing at the rim in transition. But even still, despite losing the fourth quarter by double figures, Denver still wins by double figures. I thought it was like a B-minus game from Denver. Like, is Michael Porter Jr. going to continue to shoot 2 of 11 from 3? No. Is Jamal Murray going to continue to shoot 2 of 7 from 3? No. KCP struggled from the field. I was dead wrong about that. If I'm going to give myself credit for Aaron Gordon, I was all over KCP over 10.5 points. Drawing from the substance of previous playoff games and high leverage moments where he's been able to capitalize in such a serious way. He just didn't for whatever reason. And guess what? The Nuggets, all that happened. Porter struggled from three. Jamal struggled from three. KCP struggled from the field in general. And the Nuggets still won by double figures in an NBA Finals game. Guys, in the NBA Finals, they won by double figures when all that happened. So I feel like I'm at more bullish than I was yesterday morning, and I predicted a sweep. So I just don't know what card Eric Spoelstra is going to lay down that's going to be some trump card, what rabbit he's going to pull out of his hat. Now, you can look at it the other way. You can. And Jimmy Butler looked like he was absent, like they were calling his name at the start of roll call. Bueller, Butler. And he just wasn't there to answer the call. He was a little bit off. He didn't look decisive. He didn't look like the aggressive Jimmy, or Himmy, as he's being called, which I think is like one of the best nicknames in sports right now. It's being overused by so many others. Like, I'm him. He's him. But Jimmy Butler, to be Himmy Butler, is just fantastic. But yeah, he's not going to score 13 points in game two. He's not. Caleb Martin's probably not going to struggle from the field the way that he did. 1 of 7. He's been way better than that. I mean, this is a guy that averaged like 20 points a game in the Eastern Finals. He scored 3 points in game one. I got it. But Bam Adebayo went nuts. I mean, he was fantastic. That putback dunk with the one hand, that was like 13 feet away from where I was sitting. That guy is great, man. I am a huge Bam Adebayo fan. But he went nuts to sort of counteract some of the struggles that we're talking about from Martin and Butler. Max Strus struggled mightily. I mean, that guy had a bunch of clean looks from three and just missed them. 0 for 9 from three, 0 for 10 from the field. But then you had Highsmith in the second half go nuts. I mean, he was fantastic for Miami last night, scoring 18 points on 7 of 10 shooting in just 23 minutes. So there's some of this and some of that. But when it comes to, like, my outlook on, like, is there something that Miami can go to that could swing the series? No. Could they shoot it better and win a game? Yeah, they could. Absolutely. But I'm also, like, thinking that on that night, Jokic may go for 42. And you could lose on the night where you shoot well as well. So I'm actually going to leave it here for now, because I know what I have in front of me for the rest of the day. And we're going to come back on Monday morning and be reacting to Sunday evening's NBA Finals game 2. I'll be in the building as well. It probably won't be as cool as game number 1. I can tell you, I don't think anything can top that. Shout out Bruce Brown too. I'm just seeing his name in the box score. I didn't get to him. I thought he was fantastic. Bruce Brown played so well, aggressive with so much energy. So give him some credit as well. And Jeff Green, look at 2 for 3 from the floor as well. Look, we're going to come back in on Monday. We're not going to go as long this time around because of everything that I mentioned at the top of the show. I'm going to get sick here if I go as hard as my gut's telling me that I can go, but I know that my gut is wrong here. As I said, I'm on the verge of losing my voice. I have 3 hours ahead of me, so we're just going to isolate this game one reaction to this here. I so much appreciate you being here. From folks that I heard from on social media as I was documenting my night, thanks for being a part of it with me. I mean, it's some of the interactions with you guys are just fantastic, and I love hearing about you guys listening to the podcast. And ran into a couple of you guys at Game 1 at Ball Arena on Thursday, and I just feel so good, man. It feels so good. I'm so happy the Nuggets are so freaking close. 3 games away. Man, I'm so here for it. Cannot wait to be back in the building on Sunday. Cannot wait to be back on the Mile High Hoops podcast presented by Superbook Sports on Monday morning. And tell a friend about the pod if you feel the unction to do that. Rate it 5 stars if you feel that we deserve it. And just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This has been some of the most fun I've ever had covering sports ever. And doing this for almost 15 years doesn't feel real. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the couple days off. The Denver Nuggets have a 1-0 series in the NBA Finals. Think about that statement. I love it. I'm here for it. And no matter what happens in Game 2, you guys, you already know. We're going to be talking about it right here on the Mile High Hoops podcast. Thank you for tuning into the Mile High Hoops podcast powered by Superbook Sports. Until next time.